ABC Radio Australia.
First, the Pacific and Australia's differing approaches to national security was on show this weekend. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister highlighted the Pacific as a critical part of Australia's strategic defence at an international security dialogue. Richard Marles says Australia would bolster its relations in the region, including a new Pacific defence school.
We want to earn the trust of the countries of the Pacific to be their natural partner of choice. The Australian Defence Force will always be there for our Pacific neighbours, be it in response to natural and humanitarian disasters or the complex array of security issues we now mutually face. And this includes establishing an Australian Pacific Defence School to train the Pacific Island Defence and Security Forces. We will help deter illegal fishing and transnational crime through more support for Australia's Pacific Maritime Security Program. Australia is committed to the countries of the Pacific because we are a Pacific country too.
The Deputy Prime Minister's comments come just 6 weeks after a Chinese security deal with Solomon Islands sparked concern in Canberra. But a wider regional economic and policing deal was knocked back by Pacific leaders. Meanwhile, Fiji's Defence Minister, Inia Suruia Ratua, told the same Shangri-La security dialogue in Singapore that climate change was not war. Posed the greatest security threat.
In Fiji, we are not threatened by geopolitical competition. In our blue Pacific continent, machine guns, fighter jets, grey ships, and green battalions are not our primary security concern. The single greatest threat to our very existence is climate change. And our hopes and dreams of prosperity threatens our very hopes and dreams of prosperity. Human-induced, devastating climate change.
And that was Fiji's Defence Minister Inia Suruia Ratua there. Australia has also said it will address climate change as a security issue. Here's Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles again.
Our government's approach to climate change demonstrates how seriously we take our place in the world. Our target is a national emissions reduction of 43% by 2030 on the road to net zero by 2050. Gone are the days when Australia neglected climate change as a security issue and treated it as a marginal priority. Australia is back at the table as a responsible, sensible, thoughtful, and purposeful actor. Climate change will now factor into Australia's defence planning and defence diplomacy.
That was Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles speaking at the Shangri-La Security Dialogue in Singapore.